In the Gospel this evening, we have Jesus saying that those who come to the Father come through me, and I know them, and they will know the Father because of me. It's from that saying that, or those words that are written in the Gospel, that we get the saying, like Father, like Son. You may not be aware of that, but that's the heritage, as I understand it, from that particular gospel, like Father, like Son. So what is the Father like, we think? And Jesus gives us just two examples of what the Father is like. And he says, I am gentle and humble of heart. So the Father is gentleness and humility. Before that, he says, come to me, all you who labour and are overburdened, and I will give you rest. He addressed those words primarily to the Pharisees. The Pharisees were the religious police, if you like, the ones that created 613 commandments or laws that are in the book of Deuteronomy. And they are self-created. They were not appointed by anybody. They are an organisation of men that came together to make sure that the letter of the law was enforced. And they did it in a very brutal way, because people who didn't adhere to the teaching of that law, those 613 rules, were very often ostracised. And most of the rules were nearly impossible to live by constantly. But that had no bearing on the way that the Pharisees would police the practice of religion in their local communities. Saul, who became St. Paul, was a Pharisee. And we know where he ended up at the beginning of his journey before he met Christ, by punishing the Christians. So these self-appointed religious police laid on people burdens that were unbearable a lot of the time, remembering that most of the people in the community had very little. They were not the prisoners, but they were people who were constantly oppressed and suppressed by the landowners and those who were better off in society. They had to scratch for a living, and they relied on the wealthy in society for any sort of subsistence at all. That's just to feed themselves. And then, to practice their religion, they had to adhere to these Pharisaic rules. That would have been a terribly dark life for most of them. Very, very challenging. It basically meant that unless you had a position in society, your life was going to be very, very difficult. And so Jesus then comes along trying to introduce people to the Father. He calls his Father, he calls him Father, and then specifically acknowledges him as Lord, Creator of heaven and earth. So Father, firstly, to say to the crowd, this is my relationship with God, and he is Creator of heaven and earth. This is his relationship with all of us. He is Lord of all of our life. So Jesus comes, in a sense, like a patron, in a sense, to say to those who are burdened, you don't have to live your life like this anymore. And the way to living your life in a more joyous way from the opening prayer tonight is by being gentle and humble of heart. In Jesus' day, being gentle and being humble, they were probably practiced a little more easily by the downtrodden and by the poor than what they were by the better off in society. But if we move ourselves forward into 2017, and we look at the various areas of society that exist today, and we see how or what motivates those parts of society. So if I looked at the military, for example, The military is primarily motivated, not always, but primarily motivated by some exercise of power. It's quite a physical thing. And that power is what they use as a sense of leading and leadership. It's a different model altogether than what Jesus is talking about. If I looked at the business world, the backbone of the business world is wealth and success. So for those that don't have wealth and don't feel successful, their life would be burdensome. For those in the military who didn't feel as though they were in a position to exercise any sort of power, then their life too could feel quite burdensome. For those who are in public administration, in that world, what's the backbone of that? For some of them, it's not being caught out. But for others, they may well be motivated by wanting to improve society, but they have to toe a party line. So it's an obedience to sometimes values that people don't always adhere to or really want in their life. And if you were in that position, that would be burdensome. If I looked at the family world, the world of society and family, and what's the backbone of family life, every family would give me a different answer. But I think primarily parents would want to say they want the safety and the security and the happiness of their children. So if those things aren't there, that family is living a burdensome life. So between each of the spheres of our life, there is something which is core, which is where we get the word heart from. There is something which is integral to it. And if that isn't something which is gentle and humble of heart, but is the opposite, which I would say would be pride and insensitivity, if those things are part of the backbone of your various spheres of life, from family to politics to commerce, and I mentioned the military model as well, but if it's pride and insensitivity, you can bet that you are living a life that is burdensome, or you are making someone else's life burdensome. And that is completely the opposite to come and follow me. Be gentle and humble of heart. I think it's a very difficult thing in the Western world to be gentle and to be humble in 2017, because those areas of life that I mentioned, and most people think of gentleness and humility as a sign of weakness. Whereas I would say that it is, especially for a Christian, a sign of great strength, because those things do not motivate us to power, to wealth, to exercising authority, or giving ourselves a grandiose place in society or in our business world or whatever it is. Gentleness and humility, the strength in those things is that gentleness leads to peacefulness. Humility leads to love. And they're the things that society most needs, no matter what our sphere. We most need peace and we most need love. Remove those things and they're very often overtaken by pride and insensitivity, which lead to pain and hurt. And you would know that in your own life if you look at the opposites in your life. For example, when I say to somebody, if they're talking to me about, oh, they just feel a bit lost at the moment, or God seems far away, and I say to them, are you praying? Do you ever pray? Oh, not much. Well, then you can bet that if you start to pray and you increase the quality and quantity of your prayer and the way you practically pray by good works and the way of your love, you can bet your bottom dollar that your life will improve. The burden will be lifted. That's the key to what Jesus is talking about tonight. Come follow me, be gentle and humble of heart. It's very challenging, especially when most people work at least 5 days a week and some work seven. So where does their world get swallowed up? So then go and talk to an elderly person and ask them, what's the burden in your life? And more often than not, the sad thing is I hear that they say, I feel a burden in my life. I can't do the things that I used to do, and I feel that I'm a burden on my family. That's a terrible thing in a society like ours, when as we get older, that opportunity is there for the next generation to step up and give back what our elderly have given to us. It's a great opportunity. That is the way of gentleness and humility. To ignore that is the way of pride and insensitivity. There is a role for all of us, but I don't think that we can exercise that role in a happy way, in a joyous way, in an authentic way. I don't think we can do that in our life until we actually have peace in our own heart. And that's probably where most of us get challenged. How do we get peace of heart? Easy said, hard to achieve. And I've just given you one solution in prayer. Peace in heart comes through the experience of and the experience in love. Without that, it's probably not peaceful at all. I want to be around people in my life who are peaceful, who are joyous, but who exercise that humility and gentleness. That's the part of people I want to be around. And we say that we attract like types. If you've got no peacefulness and gentleness in your life, no humility, have a look at the quality of the people that are around you. So it's a time for self-reflection, I think, this evening and this weekend through the gospel, to see what is the quality of my life, what is the quality of my gentleness, what is the quality of my humility. There is a beautiful saying from Saint somebody, I can't remember the name now, that said that if you have peace of heart, you will attract the salvation of many souls around you. In these cold evenings, may you all have a peacefulness of heart.